A new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government finds that Americans are evenly divided over the trade-off between civil liberties and security in the Bush administration's war on terrorism. It also finds that a small but statistically significant number of people have moved toward the civil liberties side since last year. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on the results and whether they're likely to have any political effect.
Since 9/11, the Bush administration has asked for and been granted broad new powers to conduct the war on terrorism. In some cases, that's meant restricting civil liberties. When we ask people whether it was more important to ensure constitutional rights, even if it means that some suspected terrorists are never found, the country was split. 44% saying it's more important to protect rights, 47% saying it's more important to find every terrorist, even if it hurts innocent people. And although majorities still support government actions that could curtail civil liberties, those majorities are shrinking. For instance, in November, just 2 months after the attacks, 64% of Americans said that the basic rights of people detained in connection with terrorism had been protected. That number fell to 56% in the latest survey. In times of crisis, Americans have always been more willing to give up some liberties in exchange for security, so our poll results fit with historical trends, given that a year has passed and no other incidents have occurred. But Sam Popkin, a political scientist at UC San Diego who has studied public opinion throughout American history, says the results of this poll were striking.
I was very surprised that there's far more concern about fairness, civil liberties, and procedure than I would have expected. This is not World War II, where you're going to put people in internment camps and hold them indefinitely and have people think that it was necessary and good.
Norma Sanchez, one of our respondents, is concerned about terrorism, but she's also worried about the way the war against it is being conducted.
I've been very disturbed about the way the government is handling it all. We're not being told the truth. There's too much secrecy. And it's reached the point where sometimes I wonder if they're not just trying to heighten the fears of the people. I'm a grandmother, I'm a great-grandmother, and I wonder, you know, what kind of a country are my children going to have?
As the questions in our survey got more specific, the concerns about civil liberties intensified. When we asked whether the American citizen accused of plotting to explode a radioactive bomb should be held without legal rights, 58% said he should be given access to a lawyer and the courts. Only 35% agreed with the government's argument that it was necessary to hold him incommunicado in order to pursue the war on terrorism. Political scientist Sam Popkin said those answers show how tolerant this country has become.
People are more tolerant of Arab Americans today than they were of Catholics and Jews 70 years ago. I mean, this is a real change in the country. You may have crises that have short-term tightening of liberties, but you do not have the kind of deep nativism and distrust that was once rampant here.
Our poll also showed that people's faith in the government is slipping. Fewer than half say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the government's ability to protect them against future terrorist attacks. And a whopping 73% said the government is not telling them everything they and their families need to know. Michael, from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, participated in our survey. He asked that we not use his last name.
To me, the average people in the United States right now is willing to freely give up some of these rights for the so-called protection that is no more protection than it was prior to September 11th. And now it's not going to be any better. To me, they're being, I don't know, brainwashed into assuming that, gee, if I give up these rights, I'm going to be safe. And they're not.
And that dissatisfaction with the government's performance of its most basic function could be the Bush administration's Achilles heel if there is another terrorist attack. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.